Hey everybody.
Whoa.
Welcome to the Super Live Adventure. We are still at the cabin.
That's right.
Man, it's been good for us, man.
It's been a good getaway. You know what's sometimes a good getaway? You know, warmer times of the year, you want to go to Fart Beach, USA.
It's the best place to be.
That's right. That's where you know, that's where you eat all the beans.
Yeah, it's
beans on the beach.
I love being here at the cabin, but it's getting cold now.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes, you know, you have some California dreaming on such a winter's day.
Well, guess what, everybody? On this throwback episode, we're going back to Fart Beach.
Yep. You're not stopping us. Nobody's stopping us.
This episode was originally released November 21st, 2016.
That's right.
This is an oldie. Normally, you can only listen to this on Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a member of the Little Chub Club, go to superliveadventure.com. If you're interested in joining our first season, all 300 episodes are on there, plus over 50 bonus Little Chub Club episodes, bonus content. It's,
yeah.
It's a good time, man. You got to check it out.
Different tiers as you go, and you'll not be disappointed by the twists and turns it takes you.
It's fun. It's an awesome group to be a part of, and it's a nice way to support this show, man.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
We really do.
Guys.
It goes a long way.
That's right. Someone's got to fund our next trip to Fart Beach, USA.
That's right. But you know what? Today, the beach is open to the public, baby.
That's right. That's it.
Enjoy your time on the beach.
Yeah, put your trunks on and fart them up. You are listening to the Super Live Adventure Podcast. This is episode 119.
Yes.
Oh, boy, this is your Thanksgiving episode.
Ooh. We have a lot to be thankful for.
Gobble, gobble.
Yeah.
I'm Chris Sorrentino.
I'm John Saluga.
I like how we both paused.
Yeah, I had to think about it.
I had to reflect on how thankful I was on myself.
Oh, so thankful.
Yeah.
We're drinking beer?
Yeah, we are drinking a barley wine, actually.
Yeah, from my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, from Stephen and Katie.
Ooh, a Middle Ages druid fluid.
Yeah, so thank you to you two.
Thank you, guys.
For that. Yeah, really nice. So this is out of Syracuse. I've actually been to this brewery, which is pretty cool. Yeah, and I love a good barley wine.
Other than, like, Flagship here on Staten Island, I've never been to, like, a brewery. Like,
oh, really?
On the tour. Yeah, never.
Yeah, I've been to Dogfish. I've been when I lived in Maine, I went to Shipyard.
Oh.
In Portland.
Shipyard.
Yeah, I've been to a few. I always wanted to do the Brooklyn Brewery tour. I just never did it.
Yeah.
How do you say that word? T-O-U-R.
Tour.
Because we have a very Staten Island way of saying it. Most people outside of, I guess, maybe outside of New York, it's a lot of people say it's two syllables.
Tour? Tour.
Tour. Tour.
No.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's weird. I know. It's weird. I've worked on certain things. Like,
keep
I
that
try,
with your chocolate and your water.
Like, I try to say drawer now. It's a very drawer. Staten Island thing. When it, like, so, drawer. Like, if you open up a dress, we say draw.
Yeah. D-R- A-W.
Yeah, the sock draw.
Yeah, the draw.
I've been making it, but that's when I try to say it right. Yeah, that's what we all do. We go, check the top drawer.
Drawer.
Drawer, because you just want to say draw.
Yeah.
Draw, and it's that, you got to have that, whoa. Check the draw. Check the sock draw.
You know what? I only acknowledge New York. I don't acknowledge any other state anymore.
My underwear's over there in the drawer.
Is that?
That's I just made it up.
Oh, it's a good one.
In the style of my mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I miss your mom on this podcast.
Just
to pop up a lot more.
I would love to record her just talking at all. She never wanted to be in a video.
No.
She doesn't want to do this. She doesn't want to do my idea for Shark Tank. Because she loves Shark Tank.
Yeah.
I would love to do her recapping episodes of Shark Tank. Did I talk about that on this podcast?
I don't think so.
You sure I never
it's
did?
It's kind of familiar, but I don't think
I might have talked about it already.
Personally.
But very briefly, she always gets excited about Shark Tank, and she always wants to tell me about, like, people's inventions, but I never know what the hell she's talking about.
Yeah.
And literally would be like, did you watch Shark Tank? And I'll go, no. She's like, oh, there was a guy who made a thing, and you...
he made a thing, you stick it on the wall, and it just works.
What does it do? It works.
It just put it like on the wall.
It's on
and oh
the wall.
Oh, and there was another guy, he had a thing and you put it in your head and it who the hell wants that? I'm telling you, she'd be a YouTube sensation. She Diane, and it's like, and now here's Diane's recap of Shark Tank, and just
YouTube
her going like,
sensation.
"There's a guy. He made a thing, and it was a light and smoke and
did a thing.
Who the heck wants that?
YouTube sensation, or as my kids call it, YouTube.
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 I like YouTube.
Can we watch the video on the YouTube? I'm like, yeah, we can watch it.
There probably is like I feel like there's a pornographic website for every misspelling of YouTube.
There definitely is.
Anytime you ever like you make if you accident if there's a typo while you're trying to go to YouTube,
yeah,
you're looking at assholes immediately.
Boob tube. You know, it's definitely like boob tube.
How many times does it happen where you're just like, these are, like, they're not even words. They're just keys that are close to each other.
Yeah, they're just buying those domain names.
And that's when somebody's like, oh, I was going to look at cat videos, but I guess I'll masturbate.
Yeah, I guess I'll stay on TugTube.
It must work.
Yeah.
It has to work a little bit, right?
Yeah. Oh, without a doubt.
TugTube.
Without a doubt. Wait, before we get into... anything further down this rabbit hole. We need to plug. Usually we save our plugs for the end.
Not this one.
No.
Not this one.
Not this Thanksgiving.
Wednesday night of this week, Thanksgiving Eve.
Yeah, if you guys are listening right now, like on a Monday when this drops.
Or a Tuesday.
Or on a Tuesday.
Or
on a
Wednesday. Before 8 o'clock p.m.
Yeah, but the Thursday went too far.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, but you missed it.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, but I fucking hate you. I'm thankful I'm not you, fuckface, you fuckery. I hope you choke on a turkey yam.
Ooh. A turkey yam?
Turkey yam.
Sounds good.
I seen it on Shark Tank. A guy made a turkey yam.
I have an idea for Shark Tank. You take a porta potty. Think about it. You know how porta potties smell bad?
Oh, yeah.
What if you have an air freshener that's solar powered?
Oh,
that's a good idea.
But what do you do if you use the porta potty at night?
It's it's not it. I mean, who's in a porta potty at night?
Only deviants are in porta potties at night.
But an air freshener. Look, solar power is big right now.
It's huge,
and porta potties smell.
They're terrible.
So combine the two. Look, you're the idea guy.
I've got a good scent.
You can make turkey yam.
Turkey yam scented porta potties.
By the way, not making it up. You know my mother's best pitch from Practical Joker? She's always giving me ideas. Best idea from Practical. We talk about it at work all the time, and it's a big hit at work. It's a big hit at work.
Have the guys cook a turkey. Remember that was our idea for
us. She wanted us to prepare a Thanksgiving idea.
Yeah.
You and Chris should prepare a turkey on stage. And I was like, all right, and then what? How funny would that be? And I was like, but what? So we just prepare a turkey? I mean, it would be funny.
It's gold.
But by the way, not comedy, just to pick on her, gold. We get this from every, like, oh my God, your dad used to pitch ideas.
Oh,
and
the best, yeah.
My mom pitched an idea from Practical Jokers, and it was just, why don't you do a fart contest on the beach?
Fart Beach USA, bum, 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 bum. Everybody, let's all fart.
And I was like,
time.
Why on the beach? She specified.
Why? It's Fart Beach USA.
I love her to death. She makes me laugh so hard. But anyway, all right.
Get your blanket and your lotion, and we're going to get an ocean. It's Fart Beach USA. Dun, 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 dun.
What's her name? Like Annette.
Yeah.
Funicello. Funicello just farting on the beach.
Yeah, just wiggling her boobs and farting.
But we are. How many people know Annette Funicello and like those old beach movies? Like, really?
Yeah.
Are we the last? We have to be the last.
Yeah, that cut off.
Yeah, we're the last generation.
Bring it back. Fart Beach USA.
I'm down.
Come on, everybody now. Everybody's farting now.
Oh, that's good.
Everybody's farting on the beach. Come on and I'm farting on the beach.
Early in the morning, I was eating some beans.
It's the worst.
Yeah, but you know what? We're going somewhere with this.
Hey, listen. Yeah. Oh, I don't just throw her ideas out.
No. They go
all right.
Special fun.
We could. I know she said Impractical Jokers, but you're right, and it should be a whole movie.
Yeah. Fart Beach USA.
Fart Beach USA.
Good. Frankie Valli's wig. And a beach. What else do we need? And a bunch of pastrami.
How old was he with that toupee? Hanging out with kids on the beach.
I know.
He's doing a twist.
He looks like a real Jeffrey Jones. I was from the bonus. It's a little inside baseball.
Yeah, inside babe. Go back and listen to the bonus.
Go listen to the bonus. That's incentive for you guys to listen to the bonus. We did a Q&A with some audience members.
That's right. Yeah, for first-time listeners, we do a bonus that we put on an app that you can listen to. If you're an iPhone user, it's called the Podcast Source. If you're an Android user, you can go to the Amazon store, look for superliveadventure.com. Yeah. And basically, we talk a lot of we just talk about Annette Funicello all the time.
Oh, but that is not what we were going to plug. I forgot. Oh shit.
Okay, we're doing a show.
So Wednesday, the 23rd.
I don't know.
Yes, the 23rd, Thanksgiving Eve.
Okay. You're right.
We will be performing once again at the Super Secret Show. That's their jingle.
8 p.m.
Yes.
In the Culture Lounge in the Staten Island Ferry Terminal on the Staten Island side.
Yeah.
I was asked, by the way, about parking. Parking by the ferry is not great, but at that hour, not a problem.
Oh, if you drive a boat, they got a big old slip.
Yeah. There's plenty of parking. People can take the boat from wherever. We're gonna do the podcast.
Yeah.
And after the podcast, there's a stand-up comedy show.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be doing stand-up on that. I'm doing a long. I'm gonna be doing like 20 minutes.
Yeah. And then some slap favorites. We got Jay Miller.
Yeah, we do.
I think that's it. That's about
the only slap favorite.
Yeah, one slap favorite.
No, but the whole super secret show crew, and I do want to take a moment to thank Manny Rondon.
Yes,
one of the driving forces behind the Super Secret Show. Manny sent us $20.
Yay!
He sent us $20 to buy beer for the show.
Yeah,
and thanked us for doing this every week.
Oh, thank you, man.
So, love you, Manny. Thank you very much, buddy.
I
appreciate it very much.
Yes.
Yeah, it was super nice.
Man,
he sent it to me via Venmo. Just sent me $20.
Venmo.
All right. Use Venmo?
No, I've never heard of Venmo.
Super easy. It's
like
the kind of
Bitcoins or something.
It just very quickly. It's a very easy way to send and receive money, which is super convenient. But it's like it's a little too easy. Like I'm waiting for somebody to hack it.
What happened to good old PayPal?
Because it's just. I know, but Venmo makes it easier, man.
Easier
it's all through
than
like
PayPal?
Yeah, because it just
PayPal is like two clicks.
It's like it just connects to everybody through Facebook. So it's very easy to just find somebody, send them money. It's easy, but it's a little too easy. It's so easy that I feel like it's not the most secure thing. But
like it's one of those like you might be drunk or like up in the middle of the night because you took an Ambien and like start hitting weird buttons on your phone and send like somebody $1,000.
I mean, you could, easy. I guess. But I worry more about it getting like hacked.
No.
World War III, man. It's going to be online.
It's going to be cyber.
It's going to be mostly online.
Oh, God. You know what's terrifying? The prospect of like people being able to hack into and like putting all your internet history.
Oh.
On like public, like oh my god! If you saw the shit I jerked off to,
yeah,
you would never talk to me again.
What about the stuff that you? What about when you're googling? You're just looking for something weird.
Fart Beach USA.
What you know those times where like you're googling something and what you get is so horrible and not what you wanted.
But you gotta look at it.
That's your search history, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know when that thing pops up and you're like, whoa, and you're like, you yeah. close that window, but it's still like you search for a thing that led to this thing that you didn't want.
Yeah.
But in your history, it looks like maybe you were seeking that. Because I've seen horrible things on the internet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I
some sexual, some murder. So this yeah. is like, I mean, you could see whatever the hell you want to see, you can find it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, oh, and my job has... writing for Impractical Jokers has screwed up my search history like you wouldn't believe.
I could imagine. I swear I was looking up bee sting allergies, not bestiality. I promise.
My search history is a nightmare.
I could imagine. Because
it's a fucking
nightmare.
It's the
same thing with me because for artwork or for shit like that, like, I have to Google strange images also.
Yeah.
It's really bizarre.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and if anyone looked at my search history, I look like a total maniac. It's all because of artwork.
Oh, I'm Google. I'll like Google like weird like slang, but then I'll Google like surgical procedures, and then I'll go. And sometimes I'm just trying to dig up dirt on the guys.
Yeah,
I just look like a total creep.
Yeah,
but it's part of the job.
Let's just hope that's not.
Oh God,
if it does.
Yeah.
Oh boy, that would be bad.
Oh, but bad for everybody. Bad for
everybody.
Yeah,
I think we could all take a collective bow on that one. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think...
Is it everything?
Is it like squeaky clean?
Is it like you and me in the late 90s watching a lady have diarrhea in a bathtub? Is it
yeah,
like
I would
it's
imagine.
All that?
It's
everything?
It's everything.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That's, that was life-changing.
Yeah.
Couldn't look away. Couldn't look away. And by the way... It was probably a video that was like the size of like a thumbnail.
Yeah.
Pixelated.
That was the moment I realized I was like, wow, there really is such, like so much porn and it's such like a kink for everything.
But stuff that doesn't make sense. I remember that because you and I would then start clicking on all the things we weren't into because it's you and me together and it's go, let's see what this is. One of my favorite horrible things that we watched and couldn't stop laughing at was that guy. It was a naked guy from behind.
Oh, no, with the saran wrap?
And he had, like, saran wrap underwear.
Oh, I knew it.
He was, like, plastic wrap, like, underwear. And the camera slowly zoomed into his ass.
It was like a Ken Burns movie. It just zoomed in on a still almost.
Oh, and it was just plastic wrap. Really, like the way Tidy Whitey's would fit. But it was plastic wrap. And then
he just
filled him quick.
What do you think he ate to do that?
I don't know.
It's like when you eat diarrhea, shit like that. Like, that was just, dude, it was like green, brown. It was like Dagobah. It was like the soup Yoda's making. Get that soup out of here.
It was quick.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a little bit and then he read a chapter of a book. Like,
no,
it just
fucking filled
it. Oh, he just filled it. And it was so gross and we laughed so hard.
That's great.
But it's better watching that with somebody.
Well, it was
like alone. I'm like, oh, what am I? But it was like, there's that thing where it's like we're making each other.
Yeah. Well, it's like our buddy, we talked about it. We had a friend who put on he found his way into like an animal porn tape. And he
found
was like,
his way into it.
Somebody gave it to him. It wasn't like he like wanted it. He just,
to a tape, though.
Yeah.
Not even a website. Like, he had a physical.
Yeah. And he was like, I want to watch this because it's funny. Come over and watch it. And, you know.
He needed somebody there.
Yeah.
Because he was afraid he might get aroused.
Yeah, I think there were boner checks involved with the. I think that was the caveat for coming.
Was it an old man with a pig?
It was. I watched it with.
Yeah, he asked me, and I was like, "No way!" And then he called you.
Yeah, he called Stinko McFilthbag, and I was like, "Yes, that's my middle name." Pig fucking's my middle name. So it was an old guy. It was crazy because this guy was crazy old. He was like an old German dude who looked like he should be yodeling in a Ricola commercial, not fucking a barnyard animal. He goes
to me, that goes hand in hand. That's
I guess you're right. Pig fucking. But yeah, he comes out, he's like feeding a pig and the pig's jumping all over him and he's like creepy. You know, like those old German dudes that look like those carved wooden trolls that are like, ah, like just, you know what I'm talking about? Like
yeah.
It's very
like a nutcracker face?
Yes. Nutcracker face. Yes, he gets it. It's a very,
like specific old creep.
Like a weathered.
Yeah.
Hard angled.
Yeah, like his face should be on the bow of a ship or something.
Yeah.
And he fucking feeds the pig. The pig's in, and the pig's like jumping over. He just rips his clothes off. He fucks this pig with his old dick. Then he pulls out and he doesn't come. He pisses all over the pig. It was crazy. And then you don't see it, obviously, in the video, but I like to think somebody ate that pig.
Oh, God.
At some point, because
yeah, you're right.
What else do you do with a pig?
You know what sucks, too? Like an old German guy doing that on camera?
Yeah.
It's not the worst thing he's done.
No. No.
It's not the worst thing he's done.
You should have seen what he was doing in the 40s.
You think this is bad?
You think this was bad?
Oh,
whoa,
boy.
You should have seen when Ernest went to camp.
Do you remember when he died, you and I used to joke about making a movie called Ernest Goes to Hell?
Yeah. Poor Jim Varney.
Poor Jim Varney. I like Jim Varney.
Yeah.
Doesn't get the credit. Because I like the Ernest movies. Not all.
Oh,
look,
I
Ernest Saves Christmas.
And I like a Ernest movie. I wouldn't say.
Ernest Goes to Jail?
Okay, Ernest Goes to Jail is not a bad one. Ernest Goes to Camp is the best one.
Okay, what's the one with the troll and all that stuff? That,
oh,
you know that
that's
thing?
That's a terrible movie. That's Ernest Scared Stupid.
Yeah, that's a bad one. All right, that's a bad one.
That's a really bad movie.
Do you remember the commercials we were? What did he do commercials for? They were commercials for
it was like a window store.
Or like a hardware store or
Avis?
Avern, blah, blah, blah. I don't remember what they were.
Ace Hardware? Does that sound like a business?
I mean, it's a business.
Avis is a car rental, right?
Yeah. I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know.
But he did commercials and he had the movie and he had a show.
Yes, he did have a show.
He had a TV show.
Well,
and then
he was trying to ride on that Pee Wee Express, and I don't think he quite made the cut.
Not a great movie, but I thought he did a good job in like Beverly Hillbillies, the movie. Like,
yeah, he played a Jed Clamp,
and I love him in him in the Toy Story movies.
Yeah, yeah. He was just like Jim Varney got lost in that character, like the way like Doug whatever becomes Larry the Cable Guy. You know what I mean? Whatever that guy's real name.
Well, hey, I mean Pee Wee Herman.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, Paul Rubens is a talented dude. Auditioned for SNL, didn't make it.
Yeah.
But you look at him like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and you realize he's capable of like playing like really like different characters.
Yeah. Oh, you ever see him in Blow? That's so
he's
weird.
Yeah.
He's like a weird coke dealer.
I like him a lot as an actor, but nothing stuck like Pee-wee did.
Too bad.
That's not a bad thing.
He played a great waiter in the Blues Brothers.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Super, super brief.
Yeah.
Super weird.
Seems like a nice guy.
It's like Spinal Tap when you see like Dana Carvey and Billy Crystal as mime waiters.
Yeah.
Dana Carvey doesn't even talk.
Yeah.
Billy Crystal does like briefly.
Well, he was already a name then.
Yeah.
Billy Crystal, right? Wasn't he on soap at that time?
Yeah, and he was. Because of an appearance on All in the Family, he wound up becoming very close with Rob Reiner.
Oh,
so
really?
Spinal Tap makes sense, and so does Princess Bride,
yeah.
And so does When Harry Met Sally. Like,
oh, I didn't know
there's
that.
A real bond between those two, and it goes back to him playing the part of like a friend on All in the Family.
Yeah,
yeah, that's how they met.
Know that?
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of movies we grew up with,
yeah.
That Star Wars news that hit.
Big Star Wars news.
Big Star Wars news. Old Star Wars news, but it's big Star Wars news.
From Carrie Fisher herself.
Yeah.
She had
It's a three-month affair.
So a brief affair with Harrison Ford.
During the shooting of the original film.
He was married at the time?
He was married with two kids.
And older. Carrie Fisher was...
She was 19, he was like 35 or some shit, 33,
okay.
Something like
that.
It's
not super creepy, but it's not great. I mean, yeah. It's out now, and I guess it doesn't affect much.
Which is kind of fucked up. Why would she do that? Why would she say it?
It is interesting that it's come out.
Why would you blow up this dude's spotlight?
I haven't looked into it much to know why. It is interesting. It's nice. Like, you go back and you look at the movies now and you know that they share that. Because I think that when I watched the Blues Brothers,
that,
you know,
she
plays the
Aykroyd.
Yeah, she plays Belushi's ex in the movie, but yeah. Like, Aykroyd proposed to her.
Yeah.
This is a woman who slept with Dan Aykroyd, Harrison Ford, and Paul Simon.
I know.
What a mix of...
I know.
I mean,
that's amazing.
What a weird mix.
That's amazing.
And by the way, like, shouldn't feel ashamed of any of those guys.
No.
And they're all celebrities, but what do they have in common other than that?
Yeah.
Three completely different dudes.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally just,
and like,
as different as you can get.
Huge names.
Yeah.
I don't know who else she slept with.
Oh, she probably slept with a lot of dudes.
Drop Dead Fred? I don't know who she slept with. What else has Carrie Fisher done?
The Jay and Silent Bob movie. She might have blew Kevin Smith.
She blew Kevin Smith.
Yeah, what else? Postcards from the Edge, whoever the hell was in that. The postcard, she blew the postcard.
I love Carrie Fisher so much. I have so much respect for her when, without getting into it too much, you know, I'm going through some issues with my family now, and like, Carrie Fisher's one of those people who had an unusual upbringing.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
she was the daughter, if you don't know, the daughter of Debbie Reynolds.
Her writing, her books, and just everything, like, she
lived hard, man.
Yeah, but like, she kind of like looked inside, and it's a lot of like self exploration and everything. And like,
she dealt with a lot of depression too.
She's super funny.
Yeah.
Super funny, super smart, and like really open about things in a way that like I appreciate so much. When I saw her live show, it was so good. I really enjoyed it a lot.
That's how I imagine the Harrison Ford thing came out, because she is very open and she seems to go on like a tangent and she'll talk and like shit will just come out. So like, I don't want to like hold it against. So, like, I don't want to be watching Star Wars now in the back of my head. I'm like, oh, this fucking homewrecker. Like, why would you blow this dude's spot like that?
When did it happen though? It happened during the first movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, talking 30 something years ago.
You know what's nice? Like, it's a super Star
almost
Wars.
40 years ago, holy shit!
It's a nerdy, nerdy Star Wars way of looking at it. But it's like, there was Mark Hamill at that point within the movie. It's a love triangle.
She might have fucked Mark Hamill too, though.
We don't know.
I don't know.
But I like it if she actually chose Harrison Ford, just like her character
just
ended
like
up doing.
Princess Leia would, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, it's kind of cool.
She's like, I fucked James Earl Jones. The guy wasn't even on set. I would go. He was doing ADR. I would go into the booth and just start blowing him while he was recording Vader lines. I didn't give a fuck.
Oh god.
That guy in the Greedo suit.
Oh,
big long green suction cup dick. I sucked it. I didn't give a fuck. I fucked half of those
guys. Who's that guy? Does that guy sign
autographs?
Goobly
gobbly aliens in the cantina scene.
All these guys go to conventions and sign autographs.
Yeah,
it's just like, I'm the guy in the rubber mask. Is Greedo out and about?
I think it's Paul Blake. I think might be.
Do you even know the name?
No, I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence. I do have his autograph, but I'm kind of.
You have his. You have Greedo's autograph.
Yeah.
You paid for it. No, I'm sorry, but you paid money for it.
Yeah. Republicans are no good here. He spoke to me like Watto. I had to give him something, you know.
Hey, whatever, man.
I had to pay him cold hard cash.
No, it's gonna be. I'm sure it's gonna be worth money someday.
Yeah,
don't worry about it.
Well, all right.
Greedo.
It's not like I have like, oh, here's Greedo's autograph, and like I keep this. I have my my Star Wars DVDs, like the DVD inserts, the covers.
Oh, you try to get everybody.
And I try to get everybody who's in the film.
That's different.
On it.
That's different.
It's not like, here's my Greedo autograph.
Just hanging up on the wall.
Yeah.
Just Greedo.
Yeah, just Greedo next to like, I don't know, like fucking...
Jabba's tail. Like, the midget that rolled around in Jabba's tail.
Yeah.
I know you shouldn't say midget anymore, but they said it then.
They did say it then. So
little person.
Okay,
but yeah, they shoved a little guy in his tail, and that guy rolled around.
Yeah, he
if you want Jabba the Hutt's autograph, you need, like, three or four
people. You have to find three people. Yeah. You have to find like Phil Tippett.
Well, what? They were moving the eyes?
Guy who's definitely dead.
They were moving the tongue.
Yeah.
Right? The hands. And then there was a the tail was a
tail.
Guy in it just going like this.
Yeah. No. He had like a stick and he would move it up and down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I love all that stuff, man.
I do too.
I wish we still did things like that.
That's what pisses me off about like CG. It's like not even like the fact that it just doesn't look as good.
You just
like,
know it is.
Yeah, you know it's CG. Yeah.
For the most part, though, I gotta say,
I like when there's three midgets in a giant green plastic bag, like wiggling around, and that's your character in a movie. Like, I like that.
I like
it. That.
I like it too. I like it too. And look, the last Star Wars that came out, J.J. Abrams had a bit of that going on, which is great.
Yeah.
I wish it was all that.
Yeah.
But they were still on a time crunch, and it was a mix. It was a healthy mix of things.
It was a healthy mix.
What's her face? The new Yoda.
Maz Kanata.
You know what's funny? I don't in the theater watching it in like 3D on the big screen. I really wish she was a puppet.
Mm-hmm.
She felt like a little too CG for me.
I think she looks good
on TV at home. Just 2D, taking that out of it, she doesn't bug me at all.
Yeah,
there was something about the 3D that made her feel more digital to me than when you just make it two dimensional.
Okay,
is that? I
get it. Because you know what? It's
great character. I like her a lot.
You already like have to buy into like that. It's a CG character walking and talking. And then you have to buy into it in three dimensional.
There were already other puppets and stuff. And like they made that.
Excuse me.
There's like that giant, almost like rhinoceros type thing drinking, you know, water earlier in the movie. That's an actual giant puppet they made. I wish I would rather that be digital and she be a puppet.
Yeah.
It was like she could have felt more like a Yoda character, which she absolutely look. J.J. Abrams, it's a reboot disguised as a sequel. That character's Yoda.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
It's the trilogy crammed into one movie in a lot of ways.
Her bar is the cantina scene. And you know what?
Yes.
The cantina scene had a lot of cheap, like, Halloween costumes. There's a fucking wolf man running around. Like, what's going on in this cantina?
Yeah.
But it still looked better than The Force Awakens, Maz Kanata cantina.
Okay.
It just didn't ring. It looked like a lot of that, like, UPN, Star Trek, Deep Space whatever, crappy costume
and it's
stuff.
Not,
to me. Didn't look Star Warsian.
And that the music in the original cantina is hard to top.
Oh yeah. Oh, this they didn't even try. They just threw on a fucking like a Bob Marley record. It was like straight up reggae.
Yeah.
Bump 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 bump. It was like it just didn't
I mean
it didn't make
I don't
sense.
Hate it, but it's just whatever.
I'm not a fan
it's we
of
went
it.
Through all the beats. I'm excited for what's I'm excited for
Oh, Rogue One.
I'm really excited for Rogue One.
I just bought my kids a ton of Rogue One figures for Christmas.
Really?
Yeah.
I hope they like the movie.
I know,
they will.
Right?
How could they not?
I know.
At that age, it's hard to disappoint. It's just more Star Wars. They'll eat it up.
Yeah.
Story doesn't even have to be that great, but just like...
Listen,
you got spaceships and lightsabers
Darth Vader again. Darth Vader, yeah.
Maybe the best Darth Vader we've ever seen.
I hope so. Not even so much lightsaber stuff. There's going to be a lot of troopers, and they dig the troopers. You know what? The Clone Wars really set that off. Like, the kids love the troopers.
Yeah.
And I get it. I
forget
it.
About that. Is this beer knocked off?
That's kicked. I'm
going to put my mic down for a second, open another one.
Yeah. While you do that, I'm going to talk about, I had heard a Star Wars theory today that I had never heard before, and it tickled my fancy a little bit. In A New Hope, right, we get... Luke's adoptive parents, Aunt Beru and Uncle Owen, they get killed. And, you know, we think it's obviously stormtroopers that killed them, right?
Yeah.
But as we later see in the movies, stormtroopers are kind of like inept. Like they just suck at everything.
Yeah.
And then in Empire Strikes Back, when Vader hires... the bounty hunters to try to find Fett. And he's like, he tells like Boba Fett, like, no disintegration.
To try to find Han.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, no disintegrations this time.
Yeah.
That the theory is that Boba Fett was actually hired to kill Luke's parents. Like, he was the one who actually did it. Like, he's working with the Empire, and he, like, disintegrated the fucking Lars family. And that's why Vader's like, yo, no disintegrations this time, buddy.
Huh.
Yeah.
I mean, we never see it happen.
We don't see it happen. We assume it's stormtroopers.
But even what they did, it doesn't even seem like their style.
No, it doesn't.
Right?
Yeah. It totally doesn't seem like their style.
That's interesting.
Yeah, like stormtroopers would just run in and shoot shit.
Yeah, like that's
they're
like...
on fire. Boba Fett has a fucking flamethrower in his arm. We see that in Return of the Jedi. He does have dealings on Tatooine because we see him... Fuck, in A New Hope, now we see him in...
Oh, so you're talking Special Edition places him there.
Yeah. Special Edition places him at Jabba... At, yeah, at the Mos Eisley Cantina. He's with Jabba.
Yeah. But it looks like he's working for Jabba at that point. I never liked that.
Well, yes, it's like, I don't think he is exclusive to Jabba. I think Jabba is the one who pays. Like you go to Jabba's to find bounties. You know what I mean?
And
like,
Boba's never
he's who you cash.
There's a good chance he's never on a single. He's never just on one mission.
No, how can he's the galaxy's best bounty hunter? He's not a one mission guy.
So he's looking for all kinds of people and things, and he's like
Harrison Ford. He's not a one lady dude. He's banging all his co-stars. He doesn't care.
Carrie Fisher. All we know about Harrison Ford, he was with Carrie Fisher and his wife now.
Melissa Matheson, who directed. Oh, no, no. That was his ex-wife.
Melissa Matheson. He's with what's her face?
E.T. He's with
Felicity
Flockhart.
Is that Felicity or what was her show?
Allie McBeal?
Allie McBeal.
Is that her?
I think it's Allie McBeal.
I don't know.
Those two in my head are the same thing.
I missed a lot of the 90s, buddy.
Yeah. So did I.
I just checked out at some point and smoked a lot of pot. Like, I didn't watch TV.
I didn't, but I just, like, I hated most music. I hated most things. I loved...
Like, late 90s, I was just done.
But, Saturday Night Live, Kids in the Hall, Mr. Show, that early to mid-90s.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, my God, I loved it. And then toward the end, I discovered, like, Clerks, and, like, I found stuff I was into, but overall, 90s, like, music and television, I was not a huge fan.
No. Way off my mark.
Yeah.
So, all right, you want to wrap up the live stream?
I think we can do that.
Record the rest of this episode. I have a really funny story to tell about our buddy, Ezra Donnellan, who does our theme song. And, I was just with him the other night.
Nice. Is he still around? How long was he in for?
Yeah, he went back,
okay.
I think they're in Boston now.
Okay.
Then Washington, D.C., and then he goes back home.
Is this work-related, or...?
Yeah, he's touring with Ingrid Michaelson.
Oh, great.
It's actually a really funny tour story. I'm going to talk a little bit about Doctor Strange. John had not seen it, so I'm not going to spoil any of it.
Yeah.
But as an extra safe precaution, we're not going to talk about it on a live stream.
Yeah.
Ruin anything.
And this episode will be out Monday.
Yeah.
And for everybody watching the live stream, thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you. And remember, if you're in the New York area, come out on Wednesday night.
That's a party.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please come out. That's going to be a good time.
Yes. Thank you, guys. Thanks for hanging with us and listen to the rest of the episode. And
For those of you listening to the podcast, we'll be back in a second.
Ow.
And we're back.
We're
back. All right. So you saw Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
I want to see it.
Oh, wait, real quick. I opened a Blue Moon Belgian White.
Blue Moon. And I am drinking a Belfast Bay McGovern's Oatmeal Stout.
Ooh.
Thanks, buddy.
You got it. Can we say anything else?
Sure. You can say whatever you want.
We smoked a big fat joint. Turn the break.
Rock and roll.
Yeah.
I didn't inhale.
No, he doesn't. He's a Clinton. So we say, all right, Doctor Strange. Strange. You didn't see Doctor Strange.
Not yet.
No.
I mean, I saw Doctor Strange for...
yeah, when you were a kid.
About 20 years.
Yeah, you...
Dr. Theodore Strange on Staten Island.
For 20 years?
Whenever I stopped going to a pediatrician, I went to Doctor Strange. So I was like a young teen. Yeah, definitely. I'm 36 now. Yeah. Maybe more than 20 years.
That's weird.
I saw him. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what? I had a pediatrician when I was a kid, probably till like 12.
Yeah.
And then I do not remember another doctor till I was like 30-something.
It's probably because I don't think you saw one.
Yeah, I definitely did. I mean, my pediatrician used to be Dr. Shen.
Dr. Shen?
Excuse me.
Mine was Dr. Nice Shone.
Guy. You know what you...
Wait.
Wait, I got...
Wait. Yeah. Yours was Dr. Shen?
Yeah, S-H-E-N.
And mine was Dr. Shone?
I guess.
You had Shen and I, Shen and Shone?
Shen and Shone. The Shen and Shone show.
He was great.
Oh, what heights will hit.
I drew a picture of Alf for him and he hung it in his office and it was always there when I went to.
That's a child.
That's how you know you like your doctor, though. When you draw a picture and you're like, I want to give this to the doctor.
Do you really like your doctor? I hate him. I kicked this guy in the face once for like he was going to give me a shot.
Oh,
I
really?
Did, like a donkey kick, like a back leg.
Oh, no. Dr. Shone, I liked a lot. He was very cool. He smelled like Band-Aids, but I liked him a lot.
That's kind of just the doctor office.
It's a doctor smell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, smell like a Band-Aid.
This guy, he would have, like, old posters up from, like, the 70s. They were like, it was weird. It wasn't like the Country Bears from Disney. It was like a Country Bear Jamboree ripoff.
Oh, like, I love, I mean, you and I both, we already talked. When are we going to Pizza Doro? You and I have to go.
I haven't been there forever.
We used to sit
that
by
was our old college haunt.
We used to hang out by the Grambo poster.
Grambo with the Beer Wolf.
Beer Wolf, the Coors Light mascot that everybody forgot about.
Nobody knows.
The time forgot.
Coors Light had a mascot. He looked like a werewolf, but his name was Beer Wolf, and he wore like a handkerchief.
And a Coors Light hat. Or a Coors hat. Was he just Coors Light or maybe just Coors?
He was just Coors. Wait, I don't know. Because you know what's weird? Coors Light is the silver bullet that would kill him.
Yes.
He's a werewolf.
But Coors would not. That's
no,
Coors the golden bullet.
He's fine with he's fine with Coors. You give him Coors Light, you know what, man, you're reminding him of, you know, his mortality. And he's not gonna party with you as hard. You're not gonna get a single ow out of that werewolf.
Poor,
and that party wolf.
I feel bad for Beer Wolf. But we used to hang out in there.
I feel bad for failed mascots.
Yeah.
I really do.
The Dare Lion.
I see the Dare Lion and I shed a tear every time. I openly weep when I see the Dare Lion.
What other cartoons do you feel bad for?
Oh, there's a bunch of them. Oh, God. There's so many. The Bimbo Bear. You see that? There's like a...
What's the Bimbo Bear? The gummy?
No. It's a bread company called Bimbo.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's mostly sold in like Mexican bodegas. Like, I don't think... It's definitely not an American
company. Oh, I know Bimbo.
I never ate any Bimbo. But I know what you're talking about. Oh, I know Bimbo.
Bimbo. You weren't right for Bimbo. What else? Any others? The Dare Lion, the Beer Wolf, and Bimbo?
God. The Honey Smacks frog. He's gone.
He's gone?
Yeah, you don't see
There's no Honey Smacks anymore?
When was the last time you saw a Honey Smacks commercial? Oh, you don't watch cartoons like I watch cartoons.
Not yet.
All right. No Honey Smacks guy. I don't know. I don't even think they make Honey Smacks
anymore. That's what I was wondering. I don't know if they make it.
I don't know. I think we might live in a Honey Smacks free world.
That's a sad world.
Yeah, I know, right? That's Trump's America, John. No Honey Smacks. Oh, but yeah,
those are pretty good. But yeah, I know you always said that you feel bad for all the cartoons
never quite made it. No,
or like has-beens.
They were
cartoon has-beens.
Or I always felt bad for the ones that were like attached to like
Like the Pink Panther flooring company, even the Pink Panther's his own entity.
Oh, but that, like, bothered you when he was selling insulation?
Yeah, he's selling insulation of flooring, whatever. Yeah, like,
I think it was insulation.
Yeah, like, what do you have to do with this? Like, I'd feel bad. Like, this cartoon sold out so bad. Like, if you like think like Roger Rabbit reality, like he like had a huge gambling debt.
Yeah.
And he like had to, like, he's like, all right, I'll take it.
He's got
to
sell insulation.
I'll take it. He smokes a cigarette,
right,
as he makes that decision. He drinks a little scotch. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. He's the Pink Panther.
Is he dead? Did Pink Panther die?
He probably did. If we're going by like Roger Rabbit laws, yeah. Like he OD'd, man. He shot up and just. They found him. They found him back in Andy Capp's alley.
Oh, God.
So Andy Capp shot up some heroin.
Andy Capp's alley.
Yo, he fucking killed his wife and shot up and died. Like, that's how he definitely went.
Do you remember my brother's big idea for a comic strip? It was an Andy Capp parody called Handicap. My brother's big idea.
That was. I forgot about that.
And it was like, it was actually a really funny, I remember really laughing at the idea of like the wife coming in going like, you know, do I gotta do everything around here? You're lazy, you're shiftless. I clean, I cook, I shop, I do everything. And the next panel is him just going like, I can't use my legs. That was handicap. Handicap in a wheelchair.
Oh.
His wife acted exactly the same.
Oh, God, that's hilarious.
But he
could slap that on a bag of hot fries.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, God.
People don't know Andy Capp.
No, but he's still on the fries.
He's still on the hot fries.
Yeah, he's on the hot fries. That's the only time you millennials will see Andy Capp. I don't know. Maybe he's in a newspaper. What's the last time you bought a newspaper?
Oh, my God.
Right? Like, he might be in a news. Andy Capp might be there with Blondie.
We're at a point now where, like, you and I...
Heathcliff.
You and I, when we're in the newspaper, that's not enough to buy it.
No, I know. I'll steal, like, the ones that guys read at work already. Be like, I'll go in the bathroom.
Buy
and be
a
like,
newspaper?
You done with that? My kid's in it. Can I take it?
And look, yeah. the best comic of all time, newspaper, like, funnies, is
you got Far Side?
The Far Side,
yeah, of course.
Oh, hands cool. down.
I don't know. It's kind of tied with the
speed bump.
No, that's speed bump is a fucking.
It's kind of tied with speed bump.
That is a mere, like, not even a shadow of Far Side. I was gonna say with the Stan Lee written Spider-Man, the Spider-Man cartoon.
Oh my God!
You know, it'd be like. Like three panels of him like arguing with a clown, like something really stupid.
It was always that. I always felt like there would be like two or three days in a row where I'd actually try to follow it.
No,
and they didn't actually connect. I think if you wrote, they'd be like, "Oh yeah, you're not supposed to do that."
No,
no one.
Yeah,
they just it's just filler.
Like, why did they even have them?
Because you can't have, you know, you got to...
Go buy a comic book. If you want to know anything about Spider-Man, you want to get into Spider-Man, go get a comic book. Reading three panels of
at
him...
At a time. Like,
it makes no sense.
Dick Tracy was like that.
Oh.
Who read those? Who gave a shit?
Yeah, nobody.
Can you imagine trying
to
follow it? It's like watching a soap opera 1 second at a time. You know, like, really?
13 seconds to live.
Dick Tracy would, like, get out of a car, walk up to a building, and, like, look at his watch and be like, uh-oh.
Oh, the chief's calling me on the watch.
And then tune in.
Yeah. Dude, tell me that wasn't the missed opportunity toy of the 90s. The fucking two-way wrist watch from Dick Tracy?
Well, I mean, yeah, but how? I don't know if... I mean, the Apple
even
Watch
if you made walkie
is that...
No, but not... But even if you made, like, walkie-talkies and little watches, could have pulled that off in the 90s.
I don't think so.
No?
I don't know. Maybe. A lot of microchips and mini speakers and battery... Like, everything's just gotten so much smaller
now. Pocket rockers. Remember pocket rockers?
What's a pocket rocker?
It was like a Walkman. And they had these little fucking fake tapes. They were like singles. It would have like one song.
Oh,
like,
I don't know.
Down on the corner, out in the street, pocket rockers are playing.
I don't know pocket rockers.
They took the whole song, the Creedence Clearwater. Oh,
no idea.
Hey, if anybody remembers
pocket rockers, call up at 71 Pod Slap.
You know, I was just thinking of, do you remember, were they called hit sticks? The, remember the drumsticks?
Oh, yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you wore like a pack on your belt that had a speaker in it, and then you had two drumsticks.
It, yeah, it was like a,
and you hit, played the air, basically.
It was like almost like a, oh God, I can't think of the name, excuse me, a theremin.
Yeah. But it was a drum, sticks. But drums, so you played drums in the air.
Yeah.
And you could pick the sound that you had, but it was like a big pack on your...
Yeah. Well, it was like a theremin, but instead of making like, it would be like a drum thing, but it would just, it would project that line of...
Yeah.
Scrimmage. I don't know. What would you call that?
Remember the 80s, Chris?
Hey, you guys, you remember old toys? Oh man! You know what? I got a funny story to tell. I got to pee for really quick. Though.
Oh, we didn't even get all right. Doctor Strange.
How far did we get?
We started talking about Doctor Strange for a second.
Oh, that guy.
And we got, and here we are.
Oh man, he's gonna go. He's my urologist now.
All right,
you're gonna check me out in the bathroom. I'll be back in 2 seconds.
You're gonna pee? All right, I'll play some music.
All right. Hey. Oof.
Feeling better?
Yeah. I had to get that off my chest.
All right. So, Doctor Strange.
So, Doctor Strange,
no spoiler alert.
No spoiler alert. I'm sorry. No spoilers here for Doctor Strange. Something we mentioned on the bonus. Would have loved to see that high.
Yeah.
Totally. Like,
well, I haven't seen it yet. So when
high.
I'll let you know when I'm going to see it, because maybe
it's very trippy.
Come with me and...
I would, yeah. If you're going to see it again this week, man, I'll totally come with you. And
okay.
I'll bring some gummies.
Oh.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you about seeing Mad Max on gummies?
I don't know if you did.
That new Mad Max movie that came out, Fury Road, like it was over the summer.
Amazing.
Loved it. All right, I wasn't sure if you saw it.
Oh my God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Loved it.
I took 5 gummies.
5?
5. Now, one gummy will get you fucked up for a long time, like 8 hours. Like a gummy lasts a while. I took 5 fucking gummies.
And that was like, I think I probably took at least 5 when we recorded an episode that we'll never release.
Yeah, when you became popular.
Remember, because when I kept eating them, and it was every time I ate one, it would get a laugh because the audience knew I should be doing it, and I was doing it for the laugh, and then...
Oh, and it was Puppet Head night. It was the night where Superfan Denny Rodrigo said...
At the end,
it looked like somebody just pulled their hand out of a puppet. John just collapsed.
My head just hit a table. Yeah. I said goodnight and put my head down and went to sleep.
I puked my guts up and tried to pee on an abandoned house that
what
I
a mess.
Claimed was the monster.
So these
house,
are the gummies that you ate 5 of.
I ate 5 of them. So it's, you know, that when it goes into like the sandstorm.
Yeah,
it's like lost. You see lightning and shit like that.
Yeah.
That's when.
It kicked
all
in.
Kicked in, and because
it takes about 30 minutes at least.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was clutching the seat like, I lost my mind.
Was it fun? Was it scary?
No, it was fun. I had to go back out by the concession stand and find my mind.
Wow,
like it was then, just, like I was just completely gone. It was out of control. That's how I'd like to get for this movie.
Those gummies are no joke.
Well, not that crazy, but at least like a gummy.
It's a date.
All right.
Let's do it.
All right, let's
do it. Figure it out.
But one thing I wanted to mention about the movie, and you already know Benedict Cumberbatch is Doctor Strange, so that's not spoiling anything. Why? Why is that so funny? Why are you laughing at me? Why are you laughing?
Like that would be a spoiler. Like, spoiler alert, Benedict Cumberbatch is in it.
Newsflash.
And you're just like, hey, it's not.
Famous actor plays comic book character role.
You already know, so it's not a spoiler. Benedict Cumberberbatch is Dr. Strange.
No, but I was saying, all right, he's an English dude.
Whoa, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. He's got a bit of the accent, he does.
He jokes like no, he doesn't talk.
Yeah,
like
all right,
a Cockney
no, but he's in
chimney
it.
Sweeper.
I all love. Right, he's great.
It. He's an English. He's great. I love.
Perfect
him.
Casting for this. Or no.
Well, that's ooh. The thing.
Okay. Wow.
The character of Doctor Strange is obviously he's an American. He's a New Yorker. You could have made him English because Benedict Cumberbatch's English accent is fucking terrible.
As American.
His American. I'm sorry. I said English. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
His American accent, it took me so out of the movie.
I didn't realize they were doing that.
You could have made him English. What's the difference? Why is that a problem? In fact, it's a plus for you, Marvel, because you don't have as many European superheroes as
right.
you do American.
So not everybody's in this.
Yeah, so make him an English dude who he like lives here in America and he's a surgeon in Manhattan. What's the big deal? But he studied abroad and lived abroad and
no one would have questioned
here.
It. No Marvel fan would have had a problem.
No, it would not have been an issue at all.
Wow, so he's got an American accent in the film.
It's terrible. Yeah, it's just...
Really?
Yeah.
That's like my wife was watching The Affair. You ever see any of that?
No.
And
I lived through enough of those.
It's,
I don't need to.
You know, you got it's like a lot of TV. You got like a couple like British actors in there. But yeah. like, and I just catch bits and pieces when she watches it. But like the female lead, to me... It's like, it's an accent that like doesn't exist. I'm like, where the fuck is she supposed to be from? You know, she's
oh, so like the Lindsay Lohan. Did you see that video of Lindsay Lohan?
No.
Oh, she goes from like a Australian to an English to an American to a this to that.
What, just like in an interview?
Yeah. It's really bizarre.
Oh, that's weird. No, I'm talking about an actor actually like trying to do an accent and just... It just is off. It's like clearly you're not an American.
Yeah.
It just, to me, it sounds terrible. I mean,
that's,
people watch that show.
That's kind of how this is. I've never even heard of The Affair.
That's a big criticism. I haven't heard that from anybody else.
I don't enjoy it. And that's
like,
really
is it even,
it.
Does it even sound like it's from any particular like region? Is it like a
no.
New
York? No, it's definitely not a New York accent.
So it's like a non-regional American like news anchor accent or
no, it's almost
Californian. I gotta hear it
almost Californian
because I guess even in the trailers are very
like
visual.
Southern
I don't
California.
Remember hearing him even say much like I didn't put it together that he was okay.
Mm-hmm. That was my only gripe with the movie. Something else weird, like there were people in the audience just getting up and leaving when the movie was over, and it drove me a little crazy. It's like, if you're going to see Doctor Strange, you've at least seen at least two other Marvel movies, I would suppose.
Yeah.
You know there's going to be an after-credit sequence and then another after-credit sequence. Like, why would you get up? And I got, like, mad. I actually
got
mad at these
people. I always wonder. I mean, my wife always wants to just get the fuck out. And I'm always like, it's always those moments where, like, we'll either sit through the credits or I'm Googling.
Yeah.
Is there something after?
You know there's going to be. Every Marvel movie,
yeah. But there are other movies where, like, I don't always know, but, like...
Stay for the end of Star Wars. Like, maybe there's something.
Yeah, maybe there is.
You never know. Yeah. You never know. I don't know. Rogue One could have something at the end. I have no fucking idea.
Why not? Well, then how much time are you saving? Unless it's, like, Lord of the Rings, where you're sitting there for a half an hour through the credits. Like, but if it's not that...
Yeah.
Like, it's, to be there all night, and then it's just like, you don't want to hang around for three minutes?
At least with Star Wars, you get like that, you get the sweet John Williams score going.
So anyway.
Anyway.
Doctor Strange.
That's how I felt about it. It's great movie.
Good thing after the credits? Is it fun, or?
Yes, and the cool thing about it is it's not like Thanos, like, shitting on a porta potty like we see on the end of all the Avenger ones. It's something that pertains to the film itself.
Oh, so it's not. Yeah.
It kind of sets up maybe
more Doctor Strange.
Oh, cool.
Not just Avengers stuff.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Well, there's one that kind of is Avengery, and there's another one that sets up Doctor Strange too, in a way, I guess.
Howard the Duck running into a ghost.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I figured.
Oh, that would be so great.
Doctor Strange helps Howard the Duck fight a ghost. That's your perfect movie, isn't it?
Oh, God.
Written and directed by Chris Sorrentino.
Written, directed. Starring Jeffrey Jones.
And Chris Sorrentino is Howard the Duck.
Oh, my God. I wish.
Blockbuster. All right.
That's a good movie.
Okay, well, I got to... yeah, I want to see Doctor Strange, and then I guess we can talk more about it. But Ezra was in town.
Oh, yeah, so...
I didn't get to see him. I feel bad.
I know. I wish you saw him. Ezra Donnellan, who does our theme song.
And member of the Wahoo Skiffle Crazy. Yeah, a band that you're in. People should check that out. And yeah. Definitely one of the most frequent guests on this show.
Yeah, I would.
We don't
think
repeat
so.
A lot of guests.
Yeah.
We make very few exceptions, and Ezra is one.
Yeah. He's back to like guest status. For a while, I was always like, hey, if McGuckin can't record and Ezra's in town, because Ezra lives, he lives over in L.A. pretty
and
much.
For those of you new to the podcast, McGuckin was for a long time a co-host of
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, he was a co-host for, was it like 60 episodes?
About that, yeah.
Yeah. So if he wasn't around, Ezra was in town, I liked when he would sub in
yeah.
and be like a co-host. Ezra is the type of dude who holds his own with us. Good guy, funny guy. But yeah, I was with him the other day. He was in town. He's on tour with Ingrid Michaelson.
Mm-hmm.
So they were just stopping through town. They're in Boston right now, I think.
Yeah, and you said headed to D.C.?
Heading to D.C. and then...
Philly?
And then, no, then or, they're done. Yeah, okay. He gets to go home. He's been on the road for a while. And I feel terrible because it's like a few months not being home, you know?
Yeah, but he's so good at what he does.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I on much smaller productions, I worked with Ezra like in theater, like local theater. But he's one of those guys who could do all of it.
Yeah.
And I'm talking like lighting and audio, but also like he's a musician. And people don't realize Ezra's like really an excellent actor also.
He's, yeah.
He's one of these guys that just like he's
good at a
he's
lot of stuff.
Good at everything he does.
Yeah. He's
Eddie, what did I just say? He's good at everything he does. But I said a sentence that did not make sense. But Ezra's the best.
Oh, we got two. Oh,
I love the guy though.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what, man? I needed this. I needed to relax. What a shit.
Yeah, me too, man.
Like just the last week, it's been depressing
too.
For a
That's
lot of us.
And, I was like, I don't want to smoke a joint. I was like,
this is good. And you know what? Like, I'm off next week. I'm excited about Thanksgiving. One of my favorite holidays. Thanksgiving is my favorite. I'm saying
can't
one of.
I can't believe it's next. Well, you people
my
listening,
favorite
I can't believe it's
holiday.
Thursday.
It's my favorite holiday.
Of all holidays?
It's my favorite.
It's better than Christmas?
Yeah, I get more excited about Thanksgiving.
Really?
Yeah. Christmas I Wait, love, why? But Christmas there's still a certain amount of like stress of running around and shopping. Thanksgiving, it's really just like whatever food you're preparing, if you're preparing it. But like I get up early in the morning and I watch March of the Wooden Soldiers.
Yeah,
and I get ready, and I get to I get together with family, and we just eat and drink and have dessert, and just like it's just like very relaxed, very chill, and it's like great food, great family. March of the Wooden Soldiers, I love.
Yeah,
I love it. I love it every year. That's what I do, and I love that. Christmas, I also love, but Christmas is always like, I feel like Christmas is always the holiday where like. Somebody has a fight. People are going crazy. You're like running around trying to find a gift for somebody. Like it's just,
I don't do the family Christmas anymore.
Well, see,
we
I have
just stay home. I don't deal with anybody.
Yeah, I mean, I have five siblings and four parents, yeah. And like two nephews and a niece, and that's just that's just like
yeah, that is rough.
Is a lot. It's a lot. So it's like in-laws and my immediate family, which is divorced and split, and all, it's like trying to make time for everybody. It feels like a lot of running around.
Yeah.
With Thanksgiving, we kind of pick like one family from the different, you know what I mean? Like my mother's side, my father's side, my wife's side. We pick one, we do it with them. And I love Thanksgiving. Hands down.
I'm cool with Thanksgiving. Like, we have family come over. We like, Breanne's parents will come over. And that's really it. And like, I'm probably going to work. I come home. I don't even know. It might be. I don't even know.
Christmas. I mean, don't get me wrong. Christmas is probably second to that.
Yeah. No, Christmas is the best to me. Well, because you know what? Thanksgiving doesn't have its own songs. Doesn't have its own, like, giant decoration.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. Who is that? Mr. Turkey, big and fat. Gobble, gobble, gobble. What do we say?
I don't like Thanksgiving Day.
Even the song is anti-Thanksgiving.
It's always about, like, murdering.
Yeah.
Turkey.
Please don't kill me. I don't want to die.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And then we all cry. Like, it's the worst song ever.
No, but it's all about the wonderful relationship we had with the Native Americans. Anyways. Hey, Christmas, we got to figure out, not now, obviously, but like you and I need to figure out a Christmas episode.
I know. We have to do, I want to do a big show, but I don't know if it's going to happen.
We got
to
find out when we do the live show this week.
Yeah.
Let's at least find out if we're doing a live one in December.
All right, let's talk to Manny about that. Well, we got to check out that beer place.
Yeah.
Staten Island Beer Co.
I know. We have homework to do.
Yeah. They've been like all over our shit on Instagram and shit. I want to like go there and
yeah, if it's a fun spot for a show, I would do it. Oh, so we have stuff to figure out.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry, we're doing personal stuff.
We're talking podcast business.
Oh, I almost forgot the Ezra thing.
Yeah.
So he was telling me while on tour, you don't shit in a tour bus. Don't know what. There's a tour bathroom. It's just an unspoken rule. You just never
shit. You don't
shit
in it?
No. So you do something called hot bagging, where you shit in a bag and throw it out the window of the tour bus.
What?
Nobody. It's like an unspoken rule. You don't shit on the tour bus. I thought it was crazy too. And Kevin Rogers was there too. And he was like, yeah, no, you don't shit on a tour bus. No, you definitely
I've never heard of such a thing.
Me neither. You don't shit on a
I gotta
door.
Ask.
Like, there's a bathroom.
I gotta see the Impractical Jokers. I'm telling you right now, Joe Gatto, at the very least, is shitting on the tour bus.
Well, it's different. No, they're like, it's their bus. But if you're crew, you don't shit on a bus.
If you're crew.
Okay. Yeah,
like
if you're the star.
Oh, so
yeah,
Ingrid's,
the bus is there for your
Ingrid's
reason.
Shitting all over
oh,
the bus.
Oh, Ingrid's fucking shitting on the driver's face. It doesn't matter.
She's just like...
Yeah, the bus is there because of her. If you're crew...
She's playing ukulele, singing about her mom.
Yeah.
Dropping a deuce.
Yeah, while she's doing it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's horrible. I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't know her personally. I have nothing against Ingrid Michaelson. Just throwing out what I know.
If you're Ingrid Michaelson, bathroom. If you're crew, hot bagging.
Oh, okay. Because I was gonna say, yeah, the guys definitely go, but that's to each other. Do you know what Joe Gatto does to the guys? This is, I mean, they've talked about this. This is like common knowledge.
No, I don't know.
Get to a hotel.
Yeah.
And he'll get there. He'll like check in first, and he'll run up to like Sal's room, and he'll go into Sal's room, and turn the heat up all the way, and then take a shit
terrible.
And not flush it and run out.
Oh God,
that's his move.
That's oh man.
So Sal get to his
is there
room
a name for that.
There might be, but I don't know. I gotta ask him.
Oh, that's a terrible.
But Sal get to his room and it's like it'll be like 100 degrees. It stinks like shit. That's like
oh, God.
That's one of Gatto's things he likes to do when they're on tour.
Jesus Christ,
yeah, it's horrible.
Oh God!
We should probably get him on. I feel like you'd get along with him.
Do the show?
Well, I think he would. You know, the thing with Gatto is that he's married and he's got a kid, and the guys are all four of the guys are insanely busy between the TV show and the live touring and side projects. You know, Sal's doing stand up. Q does 2 podcasts, and like they're all doing stuff.
Yeah.
Joe Gatto's the one guy who's married and has a kid on top of all that stuff. So I would love to have him on and we would have fun and he would have fun and it would be great for us. He doesn't need this.
Yeah.
So it's like if he was sitting with us right now, that's like time that he's not spending with his wife and kid.
I get it.
But I haven't asked him. I mean, Sal did the show years ago before I was even writing for it.
Yeah.
And we talked to Q a bunch. Q's the guy that I really want because he's a fan of all the stuff where, like, Q's a nerd. Q reads comic books.
Yeah.
Like, he plays video games. He watches a lot of shows and movies. And he's like, Q, our show is definitely Q's style.
Mm-hmm.
Gatto, I would love to have him on. I'm just, it's, you know, sitting here talking about Marvel Comics and stuff. That's a conversation for Q.
Yeah.
More than anything.
100%.
Do we want to get the voicemails? Are we at that point?
Yeah, sure.
I have not listened to these yet. I know one of them is from my cousin Justin.
I got my headphones on.
Longtime listener, first time caller. Our last episode, we talked about Donald Trump a lot, and we didn't do a lot of comedy. We hardly did any comedy.
Yeah.
You and I were worried about it, but we had to get out of our systems. And holy shit, it is the downloads were so high.
Yeah,
we're set to exceed our 100th episode, which was like a really popular one.
Yeah, we were just like, oh man, I don't know if anyone's gonna listen to this one. We're not really hitting the comedy heights with this one.
Well,
we're just talking politics.
Thanks to everybody.
You guys loved it.
I appreciated the feedback. Thanks to everybody for listening. And Chris and I tried to be fair, even though we have strong opinions on the matter. And for people who are listening, I imagine there are people on both sides. And maybe not even just both sides. There's more than just you're for Hillary, you're for Trump. It's more complicated than that. Everybody was really respectful and nice and gave us positive feedback, and I really appreciate that we got a ton of downloads and like no trolls.
No.
Like
no
nobody being shitty.
All.
And but you can disagree with us and that's contact us, email us, call
us, please.
Tweet
if
at
you,
us.
If you disagree with us, it's very welcome. Just tell us how you feel, because it's kind of out of our frame of reference. So we kind of want to hear from you. And we want to hear your point. We'll be completely cordial and, you know, respectful and amicable.
And that's what I'm saying. I appreciate, I was kind of expecting some level of like trolling or anger.
No, we got nothing.
And man, everybody was super cool. So thanks for just letting us like talk about it. And like I said, Chris and I, we've kept an open mind and you guys did too. So beautiful that we were able to talk about Donald Trump for 2 hours and nothing negative came out of it. Like, it was pretty great. So, awesome. Thanks. I really appreciate that.
Hey, guys. This is John's cousin, Justin. I'm not the famous cousin Kyle, but I guess I'll do. I have some comments about the Electoral College portion of the Trump podcast. I actually tried leaving a message before, but I was rambling on too long. What I was trying to say was that I'm a third-party voter. And that the Electoral College can help third parties by if a third party wins enough electoral votes to stop any major candidate from reaching 270 votes, the election goes to the House of Representatives and Congress, and in there there could be a possibility of a third party coming out on top. It's a stretch, but it could happen. Also, I know that John touched on faithless electors in the Electoral College. I believe that I think he even touched on that there is some of them can be fined. Faithless electors I think are illegal in some states. I'm not sure how many, but it's quite a few. And I also want to point out that ranked voting passed in Maine as a ballot measure, and that ranked voting could really help with the Electoral College problem and also help third parties. So I think that ranked voting could be a possible, maybe not silver bullet, but a possible solution or helpful thing towards the Electoral College and helping people have a real, real choice. As I said, I'm a third party voter. I'm a moderate libertarian. I'm registered to that party, and I voted for my candidate. I didn't vote against somebody. I voted for somebody. And so I think a lot of people didn't want to vote third party because they felt that that they were somehow voting for the other candidate, and I think ranked voting could be a step towards better democracy. So I mean,
that's a slow step, though. I get it, but that's a very slow step.
I don't know if
you want
to bring up any other points that I brought up, but have fun, guys. I know you guys don't want to talk about this shit for too long.
No, we don't, but we let you do it, so it's cool. But yeah,
Justin. Well, thanks so much for the call.
Yeah, thanks.
Totally different point of view. Appreciated that a lot. I think a lot of what he said makes sense. A lot of what I'm also seeing is that when it comes to third party candidates, the push also, if you really, really feel strongly about a third party, the thing to try to do is put them into local government and deal with some of the smaller elections, because it is a long shot to have the first really, like, you know what I mean, to put somebody into the White House.
Yeah.
You know,
that's the big league, right?
And, you know,
you want to say Bush league.
Last week I said, you know, for people who were upset they couldn't vote in the primaries because maybe they weren't registered under a certain party, like, take care of that shit now. In 2 years, don't wait 4 years. In 2 years, we're going to be faced with another election for a lot of representatives who can start to swing things your way. Don't just vote when there's a presidential election. So register. If you want to be able to vote in a primary, vote with a particular party if that's the rule in your state. Take care of that stuff now. And you have to vote in these smaller elections. It can't just be when a president runs. And yeah. By the way, I'm guilty of that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I am. I'm not.
I didn't always do that.
Right.
So get involved. And yeah, I'm really I'm glad my cousin called. And yeah, what we're saying with the Electoral College is that there are definitely penalties. Mm-hmm. I read that there's financial penalties. He was saying that there may be worse than that, but I'm not sure. But I think if the Electoral College, I don't think it's going to happen. Even though when you look back at the history, it's the Electoral College, they wanted to see that every state was represented, but they also wanted to make sure that intelligent, informed people oversaw the election so that we didn't put in somebody who was just, like, you know, using hate and fear and, like, I mean, essentially there to make sure something like this doesn't happen. So there is a possibility. I don't think it's going to happen. And I think if it did happen, we would see rioting in the streets like we've never seen before.
Well, if that happened,
to give the Trump supporters the presidency and then take it away.
Yeah. If that happened, it's worse than it just letting it ride right now.
I think we'd see a lot of violence.
Yeah.
I don't want to go so far as to say civil war.
No,
but to give it to them and take it away,
see something like that,
and you know what, it would just play into that for everybody afraid that it's rigged or afraid that the liberals are the ones that really control everything. It would really just feed that shit,
yeah,
horribly. We got another voicemail from Vin Forte.
Vin Forte, host of Anytime with Vin Forte.
Yeah. The latest episode, he talked to, and actually wasn't familiar with the guy, so I'm sorry I'm blanking on his name, but he interviewed a guy who's a writer for Stephen Colbert, but originally wrote for Groupon, and then later The Onion and Clickhole, and super interesting interview. They talk about politics a little bit at the beginning, but ultimately this guy's entire comedy career.
Yeah,
great interview. I mean, Vin is a great interviewer. Please check out Anytime with Vin Forte. I always have a good time listening to that. It's always, like, really informative too. Like, Vin just does his homework.
Yeah,
like, he asks a lot of questions. It's just about every interview that the person on the other side goes, "Oh, it's an interesting question. I've never been asked that before." Like, it just seems like,
yeah, no, he knows his stuff.
Yeah, he does. He does a nice job. So. Yeah.
No, it's real.
Keep
it's
up the good
the,
work,
it's one
Vin.
Of the best podcasts.
Yeah, people should check that out. So he called, and let's see what he has to say.
Hey guys, this is Vin Forte. I'm looking to donate some money to Planned Parenthood, and they let you donate it in people's names. So I was wondering, should I donate it in my name? Should I donate it in your name in honor of you guys? Should I donate it in honor of Mike Pence, or your choice? Like, if you have any suggestions, or if the listeners have any suggestions for who I should donate this money to Planned Parenthood in honor of. Right now, I'm strongly leaning to Mike Pence, but if anybody has any suggestions, let me know. Love the show. Bye.
All right. Thanks for the call. A lot of people are donating to Planned Parenthood, including Brian McGuckin, former co-host of the show. I know one of the things, and that's one of the things that I love about social media. Mm-hmm. While I think it maybe really hurt the country and maybe actually enabled everything that just happened, there's a lot of misinformation. It also allows people to organize. So I love that people can like create films and art projects with things like Kickstarter and stuff like that. So like, I love this kind of like organizing where it's just like, well, fuck it. They want to cut Planned Parenthood. Let's just fund it as citizens, and people are doing that. So I love that that's happening. To answer Vin's question, I would say Mike Pence. I would say put it in that dude's name.
I would say Fart Beach USA.
Fart Beach USA is pretty great.
Yeah.
A lot of people are doing this, and they're doing it in Mike Pence's name. And I think that's the best thing to do, because if you're worried about this guy who would love to shut that sort of thing down, to put it in his name, the media is paying attention to that. And the numbers are like really high with the amount of people that are doing it, and it keeps happening.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you say Super Live Adventure, you know, we appreciate it. And you put your own name, but it's like if you put Mike Pence, it's getting attention and it's making more of a statement. So why not do that?
Yeah.
You know,
well, just get creative, like Mike Pence's homophobic closet blowjob.
Sure.
Like, you know, just get like crazy with it. Like, because you something has to set off that level of homophobia. Like, he definitely saw a guy's dick and like his mouth
a lot of people
watered a little bit, and he was like, oh, yeah. Like, this something had to set that off.
You never know. But be careful what you say, man.
Total fucking asshole.
Because people who think that Trump is going to get impeached or convicted of something.
You don't want Mike Pence.
That's
going to
be the guy.
Seat.
And I can tell you already, Trump's strategy seems to be to just delegate authority. Mm-hmm. And he said to Mike Pence early on that, you know, maybe he would take care of foreign affairs, which is not really the job of the vice president. Yeah. Vice president usually doesn't have that much responsibility, but like, Trump was already fucking up with his transition team so much. By the way, Trump didn't realize, and Trump's people didn't realize, that they would have to replace the entire White House staff.
Yeah,
you see,
I heard
all this
that
stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Trump supporters, I don't even know if they give a shit, but it's already so many crazy things are happening. Trump's really, in my opinion, his first job is taking care of that transition. After attempting to do it himself, he, like, Mike Pence is in charge of that.
Yeah. You're going to see Mike Pence.
And people thought Chris Christie was going to be in charge of a lot. Like, things are already going. Yeah. And I think that,
you're going to see him. You're going to see him with his pet zombie faced, Rudy Giuliani.
I think he's going to be the face of everything, but not necessarily the guy running the show. Hey, we'll see what happens. Chris and I do not want to talk about politics.
Yeah, it's a
every
topic
week
for another time.
We are going into a Trump presidency, and I imagine there's going to be a lot of crazy shit, and politics will come up. But we're making an effort to not get into it a lot. I'm glad people enjoyed the episode we did.
Hey, thanks. I'm seriously amazed.
So
I didn't realize, because we were just speaking how we felt, and it kind of just, it feels like how you guys all feel, and we're just regurgitating it, but we had to get it out of our system. But
I think we tapped into what people were thinking, and we had a lot of
people liked what we had to say.
Yeah, a lot of people felt like we said things that others weren't saying, and it's a lot of, instead of a lot of finger pointing, I think we looked inward a lot.
Yeah, which I thought everybody was kind of doing. I didn't think... Honestly, that last episode, I didn't think we were doing anything extraordinary. I thought we were just saying how we felt, how everybody is doing right now. Everybody's telling you how they feel.
It's not us and them. It's just us. And right now, a lot of us feel like there's something wrong with us.
Yeah.
And we got to fix it. So... figure it out. Keep talking. Yeah. Just keep talking, and all of you should keep talking, and be respectful, and and fight for the right thing. You all know what the right thing is. And
communication is key. It's the key to any relationship.
Yeah.
Whether it's, you know, between all of us, between you and your spouse, between you and your best friend.
And I'm having issues
it's
with
communication.
I'm having issues with my family now. And
communication.
Communication's not happening.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
Keep the lines open, man. Don't write somebody off because you don't agree with their views. Talk to them. Figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
That's the only way you can solve anything, really, is communication.
Yeah. And we'll get through this, man. This is the kind of thing where I hope things work out, but I'm also not hopeful.
I'm trying to be hopeful.
But I think that even the worst case scenario, it ultimately inspires something better.
Yeah.
So all the people who didn't vote, all the people who didn't care, I think we can only go up from here.
Hey, remember,
can I put it that way?
Yeah. No matter what happens, we're still getting like new Star Wars movies every year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we got that going for us. Anything you want to plug, buddy?
Every Tuesday night, I do Amazing Town. That's free stand-up comedy and free pizza at Bunga's Den.
That's the best.
I know.
Incentive
it's
right
ridiculous.
There. Free pizza.
It's on 14th Street.
It's New York pizza.
Between 6th and 7th. Come check it out. That's at 8 o'clock every Tuesday. I co-produce that with Sue Smith, Tim Duffy, and Lucas Kaiser. We have a lot of great comics. Sal Volcano just did this past Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
So you never know who's going to show up.
I'll tell you who's not going to show up. Little Caesar. Because that's real New York pizza. That's not... I'll tell you who else is not going to show up. Papa John.
No.
That guy's not coming.
There's no Papa John's.
It's real New York pizza. Go on by. Free pizza. Who else is giving you free pizza?
I'll tell you, I'll plug this too. It's a while away, but Friday, December 9th, I'm going to be at Valley Forge Casino.
That's 2 days after my birthday.
Ooh. Pearl Harbor Day. I'm doing the 7 o'clock show and the 9 o'clock show at Valley Forge Casino. Check out their website for tickets. I'll tell you more about that when it gets closer. But, I got a gig on the road.
Look at this guy.
In King of Prussia, Pennsylvania.
Look at this guy. You know what? You're the real King of Prussia.
I'm the real King of Prussia. Check it out. I'm going to be
Prussians,
with James Mattern and Shuley. Do you know Shuley from the Howard Stern Show?
Shuley?
Yeah.
Is that the guy from The Music Man?
I don't know.
Shapoopy. Shapoopy, the girl is out to get.
He's the headliner. I don't know.
Shuley.
I don't know who he is.
All right. How is that spelled? Like
S-H-U-L-I?
Like Ghoulie. Like Ghoulies.
I don't know. But people who still listen to Stern, I haven't heard Stern since he went to Satellite. So,
yeah. Well, you guys, you know.
Come check it out. It's going to be a good show. And James Mattern, formerly known as Mad Dog, one of the best. One of the best. Like, seriously. Lives with Anthony DeVito and Greg Stone.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right. I don't know.
Two of our
guests those from guys, like. But yeah, I don't know.
Two of our earliest guests. Yeah, we should get Mad Dog on.
All right, cool.
Not that he goes by that anymore. All right.
Yeah, I'm done with that.
Do you have anything you want to plug?
Yeah. Hey, if you're listening. Wait. Before anything, I'd like to plug once again, come to our live recording of the Super Secret Show.
8 o'clock.
Yeah, 8 o'clock on Thanksgiving Eve. That is November 23rd.
Culture Lounge inside the Staten Island Ferry Terminal on the Staten Island side. It's going to be a blast. Our podcast followed by stand-up comedy. And
Some comedy videos.
Videos, that's right.
Yeah, Ultra Vulture Mega Death.
And I'm going to be part of the stand-up show. I'm going to be doing a 20-minute set.
Yeah, you guys want to hear some John Zaluga stand-up?
Too much John Zaluga that night. You got to come
much.
Out. Too much.
Way too much. Bring a friend because you're going to need to share this John Zaluga with somebody.
That's right.
Then the day after Thanksgiving, the 25th, I will be performing with my band, the Wahoo Skiffle Crazies, at Marie's Gourmet. And it's funny because a few episodes back, we were talking about Nick Williams, who moved out to New Orleans,
mm-hmm.
And he joined the circus. What's the name of that circus?
Cirque de Gras.
Cirque de Gras.
Cirque de Gras.
And I said he used to headline one of my favorite bands of all time, Nick Williams and the Anteaters. I was like, I'd give anything to see them play.
And they're coming back.
Guess what? They're coming back. They're playing with us. And rumor is the Headlocks are playing with us too that night. It's a busy night for good old
band.
Yeah, busy night for good old Dan Gallagher.
You want to hear some good Staten Island music?
Yeah.
What a night.
Headlocks, Wahoo Skiffle Crazies, and Nick Williams and the Anteaters. It's
nice.
A stellar night.
Wow.
All at Marie's Gourmet. That's at 977 Victory Boulevard. Great place to eat, great place to drink. We're gonna have a ball that night.
Yeah. And a lot of history, a lot of people.
Yeah.
Casey Jost worked there. Joan Bergio worked there. Jenny Miller worked there. Like, it's a very.
All people have been on a show or worked for Practical Jokers.
There's a lot of history there. Mid-Evenings has happened there. Our podcast has happened there. And What Say You has happened there with the JV squad. And for those of you who are just
Rob Usick, former guest and member of Wahoo Skiffle Crazies. He's a bartender there.
Yeah. So for people who listen to the show and they're just fans of, I love there's a community that they kind of love, like the Staten Island art scene. This is like one of those places you should go.
This is the thing.
That's a good night to go. You want to plug
there?
You should plug the Etsy shop too, because we are getting close to Christmas time.
Oh yes,
and there's nothing like giving an original gift to somebody.
That's true. You'll find some original artwork from myself, from my wife. She does
Star Wars,
like,
Wizard of Oz, Doctor Who,
everything. Pop art, genre art, your favorite movies, your favorite everything, TV shows, it's all on there. She does incense burners and lamps and banks and stuff. I do original paintings, I do prints. I have a cool print of Stranger Things up right now. You can check it out.
I love that print. I hung that in my living room.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to see it.
Yeah.
I haven't been by in a while.
Christmas time is coming up. Give somebody original art.
Yeah. That's Etsy.com/shop/Path of the Beam.
And free shipping till the end of the year.
Yeah, just use the code SLAP2016.
Great.
Yeah. Oh, and really quickly, my own personal website, ChrisJSorrentino.com. You could find now, for the first time ever, every piece of artwork for this podcast.
It's a
you
lot.
Can find on my website. I just updated everything.
It's a lot.
It's so cool. It's not every single episode we've done, because for some of them,
in the beginning, we didn't do it.
Yeah, we weren't doing it. And then some of them, there's actually like photographs used and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But the actual art that I have done, it's all up there right now. So, you could check it out. If you listen through other things like Stitcher and stuff like that. And
you don't always see it.
Yeah.
You don't always see it.
Sometimes we reference it. Sometimes we even talk about, like, you know, we'll pick the title as we're talking. And then you say, oh, you should draw this. And we'll even get into it. And you can see what that eventually evolves into.
Check it out.
Please. Yeah. Give it a look.
It's so much fun. I think that Trump episode, I think a lot of the success was because of the artwork.
Yeah. Which we couldn't take out a Facebook ad on because it was so fucking filthy.
Facebook has rules. You can't do anything sexual. You can't do anything political in an ad.
Oh,
so really? It was like a few, and you can't do anything racial, and that was like,
that was all three of them.
It had everything, so I didn't even try.
Yeah,
it was just like, because
I drew Trump like on a skateboard. I don't know why. It just made me laugh, but he's doing like a hand plant while holding a woman's vagina.
I mean, he's grabbing.
Yeah, he's grabbing.
Straight
she's
up,
screaming.
He's grabbing.
And
yeah.
With his skateboard, he's hitting a Mexican and a Muslim in the face.
Yeah.
And a skateboard just says, make America rad again.
By the way, very inside, and I won't talk about it now, but the first piece of concept art you did from Practical Jokers
had like two of those.
A connection was made at work. They're like, it's those guys. It's those characters from the thing you did. We'll talk about that maybe some other time. Chris, In Practical Jokers, before I even worked there, they wanted Chris to do some artwork that was supposed to be offensive so that it could be used in a punishment with one of the guys.
Yeah.
And it was so offensive, they'll never use it.
It's
but they all
hit it out of the park.
They all love it. And they recognize that two of the guys in that Trump artwork were from the...
Yeah.
They're the same guys.
It's one of the biggest Impractical Jokes behind the scenes.
Oh.
Like, in jokes, you could probably get it.
We can't talk about that until the show is, like, off the air.
Yeah.
That's, like...
That's funny.
We got a few years before we can share it.
That's funny.
Thank you all for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you all for listening to that last one and being supportive and being respectful and being cool. And if you disagree with something we say... we want to hear from you. Just don't be a shithead about it. Love you all. I hope that we see you Thanksgiving Eve.
Yeah, please.
Because that's going to be a lot of fun. And, I don't know.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
There
is a lot to be thankful for.
Yeah.
Really. Like, find the good in everything because, you know.
Spend time with your family. Do what families do. You know, most families, they take the wishbone of the turkey. You ever see that? And they break it. And whoever gets the biggest half, like, they're the winner of the family.
Yeah.
I never did that.
No?
I used to take the...
What do you do?
I used to take the, like, a whole turkey drumstick.
Yeah.
I dip it in gravy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to dip it in gravy.
Roll it around with some mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Then a little bit of corn.
Ooh, a little cranberry?
Yeah, a little... How did you know?
I know it. I know
then
you.
You know what I'd do?
What do you do?
I'd fit it where I shit it.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble.